Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness of NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about narcissists and grudges. Good old grudges. Do narcissists hold grudges? Why do narcissists hold grudges? Why can't narcissists just let things go? So we all know, if you've dealt with a narcissist, toxic person, whatever, narcissistic person, whatever, you know that narcissists absolutely hold grudges. And like, y'all, will more than likely never let them go. I've held a grudge, and this is, yeah, if you don't know my story, I am 37 years old. I've held a grudge against a girl. A girl called me ugly in third grade. A girl called me ugly in third grade, and I still hold a grudge against her right now. I was 8 years old. So 30 years later, almost 30 years later, I'm still holding that grudge right now because I'm so angry at her for, like, how dare you? Or whatever. I'm still holding a grudge on her. I talked about her in therapy recently. It's funny. I remember her name and everything. I'm not going to say her name. But my therapist was like, when are you going to let that go? I was like, I want to let it go, but I can't. He was like, what if you looked her up on social media and something that happened to her? I was like, you know what? And my therapist said, you would probably think that she deserved it, wouldn't you? I was like, you know what? Being realistic, yeah, I don't know why I would think that she deserved it. Like, do people deserve to get hurt? No. But I was just like, what if she, you know, what is, I was like, I the way my mind works, I feel like she wronged me. So she deserved to be wronged and something, like, she deserved to be wronged, even for something that she did 30 years ago. I'm still holding that grudge against them. Narcissistic people will cut you off, like, will end a friendship, will end a long-term friendship over something, and they won't let it go. Like, I've ended several long-term friendships over things I feel like people, when people wronged me, I was like, nope. Not letting that go. And my wife, I think it surprises her and shocks her at the ease of what I cut people off that I've been friends with for decades. She's like, you're not gonna talk to them ever again? When you gonna reach out to them and talk to them? I was like, never. Like, I don't think, never. Once I hold a grudge, my pride and the ego won't let me let it go. The narcissistic part of me won't let it go. Me talking to you right now, I know how insane it is to hold a grudge against somebody that called me ugly almost 30 years ago. I absolutely know that it's insane, it's crazy, it's childish, it's petty, whatever. But there's a part of me that just cannot, like, y'all, I wish I could hone in on that part, but there's a part of me that just won't let that go. Like, if I met her now, I wouldn't trust her. You know what I mean? It's like, if you wrong me in any way, I don't feel like I can trust you. So one reason a lot of narcissists and toxic people hold a grudge is because, it's going to sound funny, but narcissists value loyalty. Like, one of, I know it's going to sound funny, but one of a narcissist's, like, key values is loyalty. Not the loyalty that you're thinking. But narcissists tend to be so untrustworthy. They lie, they cheat, they do whatever. So how the hell are they going to value loyalty? Loyalty, narcissists value loyalty to themselves, to us. We value loyalty towards us. So we feel like if you are disloyal or you wrong us, we can never trust you again. You know what I mean? Even the smallest inconvenience, even the smallest bit of, you might not even intend on being disloyal or wronging that narcissist. But if they perceive it that way, then they're going to hold it against you and value you and treat you as a disloyal person, as a disloyal combatant. Like, you're disloyal. You're cut off. Don't ever speak to me again. That's how my mind works, y'all. I wish it didn't work that way. I do miss my friends that I don't talk to, but my pride and my ego are just like, nope, don't do it. They deserved it. They deserve not to be talked to again. You know what I mean? I had I'm a real estate agent right now, and I was helping a couple of years ago. I was trying to helping real estate with my full-time job. That's how I fed my family, right? I was helping a girl and her, I guess her husband or whatever, get pre-approved, work on their credit and stuff like that. And then as soon as they was good to go, I didn't hear anything from them no more. I was like, they'll reach out when they're ready. You know what I mean? Sending them houses and stuff, they'll reach out when they're ready. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, I get on Facebook, and they done closed on the house with somebody else. I was like, wow. Okay, they done talked to me, got all these questions answered, got their credit checked, all this other stuff, and now they go buy a house with somebody else. Disloyalty. I was like, nope. I didn't say, look, y'all, and I've grown up enough where I was just like, you know what? No, I'm not going to say anything to that person. I'm just going to remove them from Facebook. They won't notice it. So be it. A couple days ago, that person messages me. I guess they saw one of my videos going viral or something, and they messaged me like, hey, Damon, hey, Lee, I saw we weren't friends anymore. I just wanted to apologize for not using you as a realtor. I like, man, get the hell out of here. I got angry all over again. It's just like seeing that same thing. It's just, I know it's a bad look that we talk to you so much and then we use somebody else. It just happens. So I don't want to hear that, man. Get the hell out of here. Don't talk to me again. Bye. I didn't block you. I just removed you. That's like, bye. I will never talk to that person again. We're not friends, but don't talk to me. Don't contact me. I don't care. And a lot of narcissistic people will feel that same way, y'all. Once you wrong them in any way, they hold that grudge forever. They will literally hold that grudge forever towards you and not let that go. You know what I mean? But because they feel like you're disloyal. They cannot trust their disloyalty. And again, you might not even be trying to be disloyal.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Is loyal towards them. You might just be trying to like do something and you end up hurting their feelings, or you wrong them, or they feel like you're not there for them, and they hold their grudge against you. They can't trust you anymore, and they might talk to you. They might disconnect from you. I'm disconnecting from you totally. You know, I'm going to do totally disconnect from you. I'm not going to talk to you no more. And even in my, I've been in therapy for almost 6 years. Even 6 years later, y'all, I just, you know, if they reach out to me, now I might talk to them, might not. The last person that reached out to me in my inbox about the house, bye, don't talk to me. I know I can't trust you. You untrustworthy as hell. And that's how I'm going to view you from this point forward. You know, and a lot of narcissistic people, toxic people, whatever, will not let those grudges go, y'all. That's why I tell people, like, if a narcissist feels like you have wronged them, they're never going to let that go. They are never going to forgive you. But the double standards exist. They want you to forgive them. They want you to let everything go. It's in the past. When it's something that they have, it's something that they have done to you. It's always in the past. You're overreacting. You're living in the past. You can't get over stuff. But if it's them, it doesn't work that way. If it's them, they're not going to get over the past because it's important. It's important. They're going to have an excuse as to why they can't get over that grudge or forgive you or forget or whatever. They're going to do that to you. You see what I'm saying? That's how the mind works. That's how the dynamic works and whatnot. So I tell people all the time, this is how it goes. Like, if you've cheated on it, like, this happens sometimes. I know people are like, well, narcissists cheat. Sometimes when people cheat on narcissists, y'all. People cheat on a narcissistic person, and they tell them, or they confess to them, or the guilt eats away at them, and they tell that narcissist or the toxic person, whatever. And then the narcissistic person will never forgive them. They will look at you like a cheater for the rest of your existence. I promise you they will. I promise you from the bottom of my heart, they will. They're going to look at you. They'll never forgive you. If you wrong them in any way, it doesn't have to be cheating. It can be looking at somebody else in a different way. Y'all, I'm just telling you, this is how the mind of a narcissistic person works. They will never forgive you for hurting their feelings. They will never forgive you for choosing somebody else over them. They will never forgive you for like picking, you know what I mean, wasting their time. They will never forgive you. That's why I tell people, narcissists hold grudges. Like, here's another example of a narcissist holding a grudge. If you are dealing with a narcissistic person and you put them on, like, you put them in, like, they're inboxing you. They're showing interest in you or whatever, right? Or y'all go to school together and you know they have a crush on you. But guess what? You don't pick them. You keep them in a friend zone. You keep them in a friend zone forever, for years and years and years. But guess what? You keep picking people over them. Like, you become single, they reach out, you just keep picking people over them. And guess what? You're tired of dealing with everybody else. So you decide to give this person a chance. If that person is a narcissist, buckle the hell up, because they're going to remember you chose people over them. They're going to remember it in their mind forever, in their heart. They're going to trick the hell out of you. They're going to love bomb you. They're going to prove why you should have gave them a chance a long time ago. And then they're going to take their anger and their frustration and their resentment out on you. They hold grudges forever. 20 years ago, we were friends and he tried to holler at me and I didn't want him. But now I gave him a chance and now he got me pregnant. And he cheated on me. Yeah, of course. Now they want you to feel how they felt. They want to match that energy. They want you to feel how I felt. How do you think I felt when you were picking people over me? How do you think I felt when you kept choosing people over me and making me feel like I was a second class citizen when you know I'm better than everybody else you picked over me? How do you think I felt? They want you to feel that same pain that they felt. I just gave you an example in my real life. When that woman rejected her and her husband, did a little sneaky snake stuff and went behind my back and bought a house with somebody else. After I helped them from the bottom of my heart, helped them spending time on emails, put them in contact. I'm like, okay. Y'all did this the whole time and had another realtor in mind the whole time. You just used me because you didn't want to waste that person's time. Okay, I got you. But then she messaged me. I was like, I'm just going to ignore you. Now you feel like, see how I feel. No, I'm just going to ignore you. Matching energy. I'm still doing it now, y'all. That's what I tell people. Self-awareness does not mean cured. I still have narcissistic traits. All of them still here. They don't go away. Everybody was like, well, I want my narcissist to be self-aware. No, you don't. The self-awareness does not mean cured. It does not mean the symptoms go away. The self-awareness just means I'm self-aware. I have to go to therapy and actually put it into work. You know, I'm still a narcissist. I still have narcissistic personality disorder. I actually absolutely still do. It doesn't go away. I'm working on it. I present myself better. My behaviors have gotten better with my family. In that dynamic, my family is doing better than ever. My son is healthy. Both my sons are healthy. My daughter is doing good. My wife she's doing really good. We are in a better spot now than we've ever been in our, you know, almost 11 year relationship. Seriously. That's what therapy has helped me do, because I put the work in therapy. I go to therapy and be vulnerable and be open and honest. And one day I might be able to let some of those grudges go. That's my goal one day. But right now I can't do it. I want to do it. I do want to do it. Right now, it's just like my mind battles against myself. When I want to reach out, it's like, it's been 3 years since you talked to this person. Don't talk to this person. Like, you look weak reaching out. They did you wrong. You didn't do anything wrong to them. They should be the ones reaching out to you. That's how my mind talks to me. You're weak for wanting to reach out. You're weak for wanting to talk to them. You're weak for wanting to reconcile this old friendship. You're weak for doing this. They should want to do this to you. They should want to do this to you. They did you wrong. That's my mind talking to me. And the thoughts, the voice gets louder and louder and louder. As I tell people, I have to pick. When I tell people to pick and choose your battles, I mean within yourself as well. You have to pick and choose the battles within yourself and within your own mind as well, y'all. You really, really have to. You know what I mean? But anyways, y'all, thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode. I know I was just filming in my car or whatnot. I'd come pick up my daughter's prescription for my wife. My wife is, you know. I'm out here, doing since I just left the gym, and I'll pick up a prescription for my wife, for my daughter, for her eardrops or whatever. But like, thank y'all for tuning in. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace.